This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, January 20th, AFC Championship weekend here at Gillette Stadium. The logo's on the field. The TV trucks are just outside the door here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. The tension is building. To steal a phrase from Bill Belichick, the hay is mostly in the barn. There's still some.
There's one more practice.
Yeah, one more practice Friday. Bring everything together. He just did his Friday press conference and discussed that it was a challenging week preparing for the Ravens, and it should be. This is the playoffs. It's for a shot in the Super Bowl, and it's one versus two for all the marbles. Right, Paul Perillo? Offense, defense.
Absolutely.
Everything. And we're looking forward to a tremendously exciting, competitive, physical, and entertaining game here, 3 p.m. at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. But until then, we're going to break down the roster. Well, they're all set. Neither team made a move, so that's it. We're going to move on to the injury report, which is obviously a big topic heading into this game, more so for the Patriots than the Ravens, who list a single player on the injury report. Pretty good player, according to Bill Belichick, probably the greatest player that's ever walked the earth.
The greatest weak safety in the history of football.
Ed Reed has an ankle injury. He's been limited most of the week. As anyone knows who watched the game, it happened on a Hail Mary attempt late, and he was actually kind of carried off by a teammate and a trainer and then grimacing on the sideline. But MRI revealed that it was not a major injury, and I think he'll be on the field. The only question will be, Paul, is he slowed? Is he limping? And do you challenge him? Do you take chances at him, Paul Perillo?
No.
Good answer.
I do not challenge Ed Reed in any way, shape. If he's on the field, I do not challenge him.
Sort of the Roy Green lesson that Bill Belichick learned years and years ago, where Roy Green had his leg taped up and they challenged him because in pregame he looked like he was limping and hobbled, and then when it came down to it, he wasn't. I think you could learn the same lesson with Ed Reed. He's limping. Oh, he pulls a Ty Law, and when he's running down the sideline with your interception for a touchdown, he's not limping quite as bad as he scores. But the Patriots injury report is an interesting one, Paul Perillo. And I think two of the more interesting injuries listed are concussions coming out of last week's game. One,
I agree.
We knew of, Aaron Hernandez left with a head injury after playing running back, taking a big hit in the red zone, playing running back. But the other, rookie tackle Nate Solder, is listed as a concussion injury, limited participation this week. His second concussion listing of the season on the injury report. Both guys, obviously, big keys. Even though Sebastian Vollmer is back practicing, Solder has been your right tackle and your blocking tight end for the second half of the season. How concerned are you with those head injuries heading into a very physical matchup with a physical defense?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always concerned whenever a head injury is involved. And there's no way of knowing the severity and what it takes to further complicate matters. So I'm not going to try to speculate on that. But whenever it's a concussion, that's a concern for me. You are playing a physical game against a very physical team. Two guys, and just worst-case scenario, you have two tight ends that are really right now the focal point of your offense. Let's say you lose Hernandez and you were planning on using Gronkowski in more of a, not only a pass-catching role, but also a potential extra blocker on Terrell Suggs and, you know, all the pressure that the Ravens can apply. Well, now, if you lose Hernandez to a concussion early in the game and you were planning on using Gronkowski in that way, that's a big part of your offense you lose.
Yeah.
Same thing with Solder. If you have to put – if Vollmer's not there, as you mentioned, and you had to put rookie Marcus Cannon out there, he's played a little, but I'm not sure that you want him out there on an every-down basis against a team like Baltimore that does some different things, disguises a lot of looks. So I think it could change the complexion of your offense in a hurry, worst-case scenario.
Talking about guys who've gotten healthy and have returned to the lineup, still on the injury report, Patrick Chung, limited knee, and Brandon Spikes, limited knee. But both guys have obviously played the last couple games here for New England. Both guys seem to bring an energy to the defense against the Denver Broncos and that option attack. And it seems like we've heard people say that Brandon Spikes is a guy that can fuel a defense with that energy. How key do you think those two can be in terms of stopping Ray Rice?
I think that they are important guys because I do think that the emotion that you talked about, but also that they're good run players. They're good tacklers. They're good run force guys. Having them back in the lineup definitely makes your defense better. Chung in particular, you had a cast of thousands back there. I mean, I think it gives you a little, I think Belichick talked about it a little bit earlier in the week too. Just gives you a steady presence. He's been out there in all situations. He's been in every down player for the last two seasons. So having him out there, I think, does solidify things.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the biggest name on the injury report this week. That's quarterback Tom Brady, who did not practice on Wednesday with
a shoulder injury.
And that's what Bill said on Thursday. And he did, in fact, participate fully on Thursday, was removed from the injury report. Obviously, you know Tom Brady, unless he's in a coma or something, he's going to be on the field playing on Sunday. You know, a lot of records that he's looking to become the second quarterback to go to five Super Bowls, joining John Elway in that honor. But one other, since we have time here, no actual moves, I wanted to ask you about a couple guys playing out of position or in position, depending on what they are, as we look forward to this game. Devin McCourty has obviously seen a lot of action at safety the last two games,
right,
as well as his corner. Do you think we will see Devin McCourty at safety? And Aaron Hernandez made a lot of waves last week with an even larger role at running back. He's done that over the course of the season, but he had five carries, 61 yards. Do you think those two guys will see even more reps in these newfangled looks we've seen over the last couple weeks?
McCourty, yes. Hernandez, no. I think McCourty will see some more time at safety. Maybe not always. Maybe it's been, like you just mentioned, he's, you know, corner for a while, sub packages safety. I think it makes some sense. I think he's a better option back there to help out Chung against a guy like Torrey Smith, who they like to get vertical. On the other side, Hernandez will come out of the backfield the way he has all year. I'm not sure he'll get five carries.
I'd
be surprised if he got that many carries.
And it was the most. It's one or two previously he's had, and with the head injury, the concussion, I think you're more likely to see wheel routes, things down the sideline, try to get matchups on linebackers.
It avoids the ability. It makes it harder for the defense to bang him at the line of scrimmage and knock him off his timing.
And before we wrap this up, give me your key matchup of the game, Paul Perillo.
Oh, boy, I wish that you would give me a little bit of heads up on that. But I am going to say that, to me, it's all about the – I mean, I'm going to be in general terms here. I think it's all about the Patriots' offense. The Patriots, I don't think, can win if the offense does not play at the level that it's played for the most part all season long. I think they need to get up near 30 points to win the game. And I think the onus is on Tom Brady and company to do that.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go with a fat body, a couple fat bodies. I think it the middle of the defense for the Ravens will be key. The middle of the offensive line for the Patriots will be key. Logan Mankins, everybody is assuming he's healthy. He looked okay last week, but he's facing a different beast this week in Elodie Nada. And Dan Conley, who struggled last year in the postseason, you remember, with Sean Ellis.
Yes.
That interior matchup of Nada, who has not had a great year and has not shown up of late, but is considered an elite playmaking nose tackle who can disrupt a game. If you disrupt Tom Brady up the middle, it's a key to beating him on defense. That's a matchup. Mankins, Waters, and Conley need to win that matchup in the middle if the Patriots are going to win.
Good one.
Until next week, when ideally we'll be doing a roster report in the bye week between the AFC title and the Super Bowl. Until then, enjoy the game, because I truly believe this could be an instant classics, an NFL films type game, 1-2. Lots of things to prove on offense for the Ravens, lots of things to prove on defense for the Patriots. Offense for the Patriots is star-studded, defense for the Ravens, star-studded. There are so many matchups to watch. Watch it twice, and before the game, tune into Paul Perillo hosting the JetBlue pregame social, 12:45, the Patriots Facebook page, and all the various mobile apps. Until next week, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Peace out. Hey, the rails are caught now, and I am falling down. Fools in a spiral.
Hey, this is Doug Flutie. I may still be giving my retirement press conference, but download the podcast now.